Sam, let's talk about some of the most debated legislation from 2018 that is now state law.
Sure. There was a lot of talk under the dome this year about gun violence and how to prevent it. This year's high-profile mass shootings in places like Parkland, Florida, and all the youth protests that followed led state legislators here to propose bills that would tackle what a lot of people have considered an epidemic of gun violence. And lawmakers did end up passing two major changes to Illinois' gun laws, the first of which is a new 72-hour waiting period on all new gun purchases. This used to apply only to handguns. Supporters refer to this as a cooling off period. The thought is giving someone a gun right away increases the likelihood they'll use it to hurt or kill someone. This gives a gun dealer more time to run a background check and possibly prevent someone from committing something like a mass shooting. The second allows Illinois police or even family members of someone a court considers dangerous to take that person's guns away for up to 6 months. That's designed to close a loophole that was talked about a lot after the Parkland shooting. Police records on the Parkland shooter showed that the police knew he was a violent person and had access to guns, so if they could have taken his guns out of a concern of safety, they would have. This new law gives Illinois police the ability to do just that.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about legalizing recreational marijuana. Any news to share about what's happening on that front?
Yeah, plenty to share. Though J.B. Pritzker and the new Democratic supermajority have talked a lot about legalizing recreational marijuana, hemp, which is an entirely different type of cannabis plant that only has a trace amount of the mind-altering THC, is now legal in Illinois. Farmers and other ag experts see it as a potential cash crop. It's used a lot in cloth and rope making, and it's already churning out revenue for farmers in states like Kentucky. The new federal farm bill legalizes the plant at the federal level, but from what Denise Albert of the Illinois Department of Agriculture told me, states still have to make their own rules about how it's planted and where seeds are to come from. So the Illinois legislature's rulemaking body just has to approve what the Department of Ag came up with. All in all, though, the stage seems set for Illinois farmers to start planting hemp.
One of the other areas that did not receive as much attention this past year is public safety. State lawmakers approved a law that makes unwanted social media messages a form of stalking. Parents will also have to put any children under 2 years old in rear-facing car seats under another new law. And then there's another about pink hunting clothing. Care to share a little about that?
Sure. You've probably seen the highlighter-like orange color hunters have to wear when they go out hunting with firearms. That color is designed to stick out in dense forests and brush so hunters don't accidentally become targets of stray gunfire. Illinois hunters will now be allowed to go hunting in bright pink gear as well. Republican State Senator Neil Anderson sponsored that bill, and he told me scientists believe that pink not only is a little more visible than bright orange, but also may be invisible to game like deer. Now, any hunter that decides to go out in pink next hunting season will have to wear at least 400 square inches of the stuff, plus a hat. And I should also note that the new law does not apply to archery hunters.
2017 was a pretty landmark year for education in Illinois with the passage of the evidence-based school funding model. This past year, though, a little quieter. Can you briefly touch on what lawmakers approved in that arena?
Well, high school students will now have a little bit easier of a time doing dual credit courses. A pair of new state laws now prohibits a school district from setting a limit on the number of courses a student can take and what credits they can earn, while another compels local community colleges to offer dual credit courses to a school district if they ask it. And another new law brings some changes to the way sexual assault is addressed among Illinois college students. If a student reports a sexual assault and there was alcohol or drugs in their system, they can't be prosecuted for that. They'll also have up to 10 years to give the testing kit they received from a hospital to law enforcement.
Any other new laws we should be aware of?
Just a few more interesting ones of note. It's now illegal to sell ivory in Illinois. That's aimed at stopping elephant and rhinoceros poaching. Pianos of a certain age and antique firearms are excluded from that. Another allows police to rescue cats or dogs trapped in an unsafe environment, like a hot car or a freezing yard, if their owner can't be reached.